We should have question 113. It's about a tenth commandment, and the tenth commandment states, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." So now we come to question 113. What is the aim of this tenth commandment? And the answer is that not even the slightest desire or thought, contrary to any one of God's commandments, should ever arise in our hearts. Rather, with all our hearts, we should always hate sin and take pleasure in whatever is right. And for the scripture references, I'm going to go to Psalm 19, verse 7 to 14. Let's go there. Psalm 19, verse 7 to 14 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Then we go to Romans 7, verse 7 and 8. And it says, "What then shall we say? But the law is sin? By no means. Yet, if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, 'You shall not covet.' But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead." Now, to elaborate on this a little bit more, I wanted to look for something else that sheds some light on this coveting subject. And I came to a website with a study on Matthew 5 or 6. I'm not going to read the contents of this page to you because I only have a few minutes for this. And so I would like to read a few snippets from that. So it's about Matthew 5 or 6, and it says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Now turn to Philippians 3, verse 8 to 12 with me, please. Philippians 3. Philippians 3, verse 8 through 12. It's Paul speaking, and he says, "Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me." Here the apostle is showing that it is not a righteousness of his own, but a faith in Jesus Christ, and that he is pressing on to lay hold of that which Christ has laid hold of him. He lays all the cares of the world aside and strives after righteousness in his walk with the Lord. He desires above else to know Christ in the power of his resurrection. Do we count the things of this world as rubbish, that we may know Christ? Are we striving to live lives that are godly and righteous? We are not talking here about the outward appearance of righteousness, but about the heart. What does your heart long after? For what things does your heart hunger? Lord willing, it is as Paul says, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. It was Philippians 3 verse 10. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we thank you for being our God and Father, that we may call you our Father because of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the desire that you created in us, the desire for fulfillment. And I ask you, Lord, will you help us with this, Lord, to fulfill this desire through Christ, because he can only give us satisfaction that we long for, and not anything that we can covet after, Lord. Will you give us wisdom for this? Wisdom to read your word. Wisdom to desire your word and not worldly goods or ideas or ideologies, but to cling to your Son, Jesus Christ. This we ask in his name. Amen.